This is A to Z. An Introduction to Islamic Lifestyle. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Dear listeners, you are listening to IRIB English Radio. This is your host Ali, and today we want to discuss some of the moral virtues of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Stay tuned. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Dear listeners, today we want to discuss one of the virtues and merits of Imam Hussein ibn Ali alayhi salam. Imam Hussein alayhi salam, on the 10th of Muharram, faced and witnessed such calamities, and such calamities descended upon him one after the other that patience used to rock in front of them. While the grief had not ended for him, and all the difficulties and sorrows had besieged him, he saw the bright stars of Ahlul Bayt, the family, how the swords were cutting them into pieces. He witnessed this with utmost patience and urged them, "O my Ahlul Bayt, be patient. O my cousins, my forbearing, that after this day you will not have to face any humiliation and oppression." Brothers and sisters, this was the patience of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. He knew that for the cause, he knew to fight against the oppression, he needs this sort of patience. He needs to be able to put up with all these pressures. He knew that his companions would have to go through all of it in order to keep the track of the Ummah of Rasulullah on its true course. Imam Hussein alayhi salam was patient all along. Brothers and sisters, one misconception over here I would like to clarify for you, that the patience in the common understanding is different from the patience that Quran mentions, that Ahlul Bayt practiced. The Quranic patience is different from how we understand patience commonly. For us, ordinary people, patience means being indifferent, not getting involved in something messy, not giving into any pressure and just, you know, kind of moving out of the way. This is not patience. If somebody slaps your one cheek, you give them the other. This is not patience. This is not Islamic patience. This is not Quranic patience. If somebody does an injustice to you or somebody else and you stay quiet about it, this is not patience. This is a crime. Quranic patience is that you stand tall for your principles. Quranic patience is that in order to defend Islam, in order to defend the oppressed, in order to make truth prevail in the world, even if your head is chopped off, you stay patient. The objective and the goal and the aim is important. And this is what we learn from Imam Hussein alayhi salam. His head was chopped off. He was beheaded, but he was patient till the last moment. We learn this from Imam Hussein alayhi salam. He is our teacher. He showed us practically. It was not just lip service. It was not just talks. And this is where our martyrs, the great martyrs of Islam, they laid down their lives and they sacrificed their lives for this religion, Islam. Recently we saw, like, from all over the places, from Palestine to Iraq to Yemen to Bahrain to Nigeria to Pakistan. You look at Iran, which opened up this path of giving martyrs for the cause in numbers. This was the Islamic Revolution and the war that was enforced by the world powers on the Islamic Republic of Iran, where they gave so many precious and pricey lives. We saw in Syria, so many of our great God-fearing mu'min believers were sacrificed to defend against ISIS, to defend Islam and Muslims against ISIS. Brothers and sisters, we learn these lessons from Imam Hussein ibn Ali alayhi salam and his movement. Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, thank you very much for staying with us till the end of today's episode of A to Z. Don't forget to log on to our website at www.parstoday.com, Call of Islam page. We leave you all in the care of Allah. Till next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.